Hi, Anton Savage here from News Talk. Now, if you're a parent, you'll know the school question comes up again and again. Where's the right fit? Somewhere that's not just about grades, but where your kids actually enjoy learning and feel part of something. Nord Anglia International School, Dublin. It's actually Ireland's only IB continuum school, so kids can start there at 3 years of age and stay right through to 18 following the International Baccalaureate, which is recognised worldwide. The school is known as a warm, inclusive international community. Kids are encouraged to be curious, to try new things, and to build the confidence that'll carry them through life. So if you're curious, have a look yourself. Head to naisdublin.com. That's naisdublin.com. Now, I hope you enjoy your podcast.
The Pat Kenny Show
with Aviva Insurance
on News Talk.
Well, now I'm joined in studio by Dermot Good of healthinsuranceireland.ie, because many people are getting those invoices in the post or online telling them your health insurance premium is now due. So, Dermot, what do you say to them?
Well, I make sure I'm sitting down before I open the email or before I'm open the renewal notice, Pat, because they're in for a shock, right? So we all know that January is the busiest time. VHI has a huge renewal falling on the 22nd of January. All those thousands of renewals are going to land this week. So people need to brace themselves for, if they're lucky, maybe a 10% increase. Some people, depending on the plan and depending on the insurance company, there are some plans going up by 27%. So expect an increase. And really the thing is, I suppose, what are you going to do about it? Now, what I would say to people as well, be very careful, because, you know, that the habit is we all just look at what the cost is. But I see now Laya Healthcare are reducing the benefits on certain plans. So some really good plans like Optimum Premium, Connect Choice, which I've been recommending for a long time because they're really good schemes. But the shortfall on the hips, knees and shoulders and cataracts will now, it was 20%, it'll go to 40%. So if that's a concern for you, that means you can't renew on that plan. So really the advice to everybody is, number one, don't just look at the premium. Number two, basically check the details, and if there's a change in your benefits and if that's a concern, you need to engage with the insurance company immediately. And Pat, I talk about engaging all the time. Literally, it is one phone call to your existing insurance company. Yeah.
How long is the waiting time, though, when you get online?
Well, now that's the thing. Like, now we're hearing stories, people waiting 45 minutes to an hour. And this is because it is the peak renewal period. And unfortunately, you have to persevere, because if you do it online, which obviously they're pushing us all to do, I'm now responsible for the decisions I make. If I miss something, if I select the wrong plan or miss a benefit change, I have no comeback whatsoever. Yeah. So my advice always is, look, you know, have that mug of coffee, phone them early, phone them late, and don't be afraid. Bear in mind, you have that cooling off period. So even if my renewal was the 15th of December and I think it's too late now, I have until the 29th. So don't forget those 14 days.
This may sound like a peculiar question to you, who I regard as my Dr. Google of health insurance. But if you put into AI, for example, and ask them a question, what is the best plan for me? What will AI suggest?
Well, needless to say, I mess around, obviously, with AI to see exactly what it's doing. And what I'd say, Pat, is it's probably 35 to 40% there. It's a good guy, but some of the plans that it throws out are still plans that I wouldn't recommend and haven't recommended for 10, 15 years. Now, so obviously it's going to get smarter. You know, it'll listen to these interviews. Yeah. And unfortunately, I'm helping AI make me redundant probably over time, but I think I have a few years left yet. But no, look, I wouldn't start with AI. What I would say to everybody is, look, phone the insurance company. There's so many things that the comparison documents don't show you. So when you phone that insurance company and you tell them it's too expensive, give them your budget, and just challenge them to look across all their plans. Now, here's the key thing. They have all of my previous claims on the screen in front of them. So if they do suggest something, tell me how it compares. And now, will I have the same cover if I had all those procedures again next year? And they know exactly how much I spent in outpatient expenses. They can tell me which hospitals I'm attending, which consultants. Mm. So engaging with that insurance company, keeping them on the phone, because what people don't realise, whether you use the HIA comparison site or you use AI, you're still responsible for the decision you make. Okay. If you miss something,
you have to inform yourself.
Exactly. And if you phone either a broker or if you phone the health insurance companies, all the agents on the phones are authorised, they're qualified, and you basically are covered by the Ombudsman scheme, God forbid if there is an issue.
So all calls are recorded.
All the calls are recorded. And they know if you phone, if Dermot Good phones up and asks the right questions and asks for specific plans and tells them I want you to go through everything, they know the calls are recorded. And to be fair to them, they know they have to cover off everything in its entirety, because if they don't, and there's a complaint down the road, they'll get a transcript of the call. And if there's any ambiguity, the health insurance company would pay the claim.
And by the way, they only look after their own companies. So they're not like Dermot Good, has got to know all the offers.
Well, that's that. Look, that is the thing. I mean, thankfully, we only have four providers. So look, really, you know, if you have the time and patience. And by the way, Pat, some of the savings that I'm looking at here are thousands. We're not talking about 50, 75 euro. So it's really worth your while engaging with your existing insurer, and then repeat the process.
A quick question, though, about a plan. Suppose you're on plan ABC and they're going to reduce the benefits or maybe put an extra excess on that plan. Does it keep the same number or do they give it a new number because they're changing essentially the offer?
Yeah, so you've touched on something there now that's really interesting. So what they will do is they will change your current plan, change the benefits. They won't change the naming convention. So your plan will still be plan B, for example.
Okay.
But what they will do is, if they have a corporate client on that plan who doesn't like those changes, they will replicate that plan under a different name and basically give them the benefits that they want at the price they want. And that's why people need to listen to this show, and because we tell people what those new plans are. So why watch the moving goalposts all the time? So when a new plan comes out, like for example, VHI years ago only had maybe 10 of these PMI plans. Pat, on the 1st of January, they'll have 70 of them. Okay, so these are new plans coming out all the time to replace plans that have become too expensive and that aren't good value. So if you don't review your cover every year, you're going to miss those deals. Mm. And especially, Pat, families, any families listening to this. So yes, rates are going up, it's getting more expensive, but there's new deals for families right now. Leia Healthcare, 1st of January, Leia Flex 125 Explore. Put your second, third, fourth, fifth child under 18 on that plan free for the next year. And Level Health, the new provider, in fairness, and they've frozen their prices until February, but they have an offer now where all kids under 3 are free on every plan. And I think they give a 50% discount on plans B and C for kids under 18.
Yeah. So, now, if you get a free insurance up to the age of 3 and then you turn 4, you'd be very reluctant to leave your child out, wouldn't you?
Well, yeah.
I can't take insurance away from that child, so therefore you're captive.
And look, and that's, it's a very clever tactic that they use to get people in when they're young and they're healthy, they're not claiming, and then they know they have a stronger chance of retaining that business. And look, I would say a lot of families I know have taken their children off their insurance, and it's understandable because of affordability. But right now, for example, in the Leia deal, if you have 3 or 4 children, you pay for the eldest, put them on the cheapest plan, which is Assure Protect, about 160 euro, and then the rest of the kids go free on that other plan. And Pat, even if I renewed with Leia on the 1st of December, when they had no deal, you might be thinking, well, I've missed that for another year. No, you haven't. You can phone them up today and move your kids on the 1st of January to the deal, and you get the deal for 11 months. So if you don't phone up and engage with the insurance companies, you're going to miss these deals.
Now, we have a number of questions coming in, but we'll do some general stuff first. Question, the corporate plans, are they generally the best value?
Without a doubt. Okay, so for example, just think, these are targeted at the lucrative corporate sector that pay health and...
Hi, Anton Savage here from News Talk. Now, if you're a parent, you'll know the school question comes up again and again. Where's the right fit? Somewhere that's not just about grades, but where your kids actually enjoy learning and feel part of something. Nord Anglia International School, Dublin. It's actually Ireland's only IB continuum school, so kids can start there at 3 years of age and stay right through to 18 following the International Baccalaureate, which is recognised worldwide. The school is known as a warm, inclusive international community. Kids are encouraged to be curious, to try new things, and to build the confidence that'll carry them through life. So if you're curious, have a look yourself. Head to naisdublin.com. That's naisdublin.com. Now, I hope you enjoy your podcast.
Insurance for all of their employees.
2,000 employees or whatever.
At fully company paid. So one decision in that company, the insurance company wins the entire business. So they get the best deals. So for example, Pat, right now, really good semi-private corporate plans. And by the way, I have to give today's rates. Connect Choice with Leia, fantastic cover, 1668. VHI have the PMI 2111, which is 1722. Irish Life have the, well, they've a range, but the Health Guide 2, 1778. And the new provider, Level Health, has just launched a new corporate plan called Plan Pro, and it's 1515 from the 1st of December. But anybody can join these plans, irrespective of whether they've worked or never worked, retired or whatever. So they are definitely worth checking out for anybody who's looking for good value cover.
Now, we know that the new children's hospital will open someday soon, maybe 26, 27, who knows. But do you need to insure your children? I mean, the public health service is supposed to look after your kids.
Yeah, and look, it's a question that comes up all the time. My advice is yes. And the reason being, for young children, it's not about accommodation. It's not about private, semi-private. It's about access. So whether we like it or not, if you look at the waiting list data, and depending on which website you check, there's 750,000 people waiting. 8 to 10% of all those waiting are children. So the reality is, whether we like it or not at the moment...
So we're not talking about A&E stuff. We're talking about maybe scoliosis, for example, yeah, stuff like that.
Exactly. Or even, Pat, routine stuff. I'll tell you where it particularly comes to light. People waiting, a child needs a tonsillectomy, needs to get grommets removed, yeah, or grommets inserted. They could be waiting 3 to 6 months just waiting to get that done while you're pumping the child full of antibiotics. If you go privately, sometimes to the same consultant, you can get it done in 3 to 4 weeks. That's why.
A quick question then. If January the 1st is when a lot of charges are kicking in, if you join in the last days of December, do you avoid?
You absolutely do.
You do.
And here's another thing now. So, for example, if I'm, we'll say, with VHI renewing on the 1st of January, and there's, or actually Irish Life is a good example. They have a big increase coming in now on the 1st of January across most of their plans. But I might, if I switch, we'll say, to VHI LA, but I take out their plan on the 31st of December. Now I'm changing my renewal date to a better renewal. I'll have two plans for the same day. That doesn't matter at all. And I potentially will miss an increase.
On the 1st of January the following year.
Exactly. So I'm really deferring it. So sometimes you can be very lucky having a, maybe an end of December renewal. I would say to anybody whose renewal is the 1st of January, be prepared. There are big increases depending on the plan that you're on coming your way.
So do your homework and renew on the 31st.
Yeah,
no,
but they won't let you. So here's the only thing, you have to move to a different insurance company to change the renewal. So that's unfortunately, okay, look, yeah, there's roadblocks everywhere. But the key thing, and by the way, Pat, anybody listening now, so a lot of young people are going to be home at Christmas. They're going to be with mum and dad. Check the cover mum and dad have. They're on the old archaic plans paying thousands that they don't need to spend. You need to help mum and dad do the review.
Now, can I upgrade my cover if I already have an existing condition?
So here's the thing, with Laya Healthcare and with Irish Life Health, you can change your cover anytime during the year. You can go higher, you can go lower, there is no issue. VHI would only let you change your cover from your renewal date. But anybody who's now thinking they might be underinsured and they're looking to upgrade, please do it when you're healthy, when there's nothing going on, because then you get the extra cover immediately. If you wait until you have that back pain or stomach pain and then you upgrade... Yeah. It's an existing condition. You won't get the benefit of
what about
for 2 years.
If it's an undiagnosed existing condition? In other words, you have that ache in your back or your hip or your knee or whatever, and you decide, that could be serious someday, I'll upgrade now. And then you go to the consultant. The consultant says, that's been growing there for the last 3 years.
Yeah, so Pat, this is now, the rule changed years ago. I used paid claims years ago and they would only determine the date that the symptoms presented. That was the date that the condition would say was there. However, now they'll go by whatever the consultant says. Now, by the way, if I have a pain and they don't know what it is, it's still an existing condition. Whatever it transpires to be, it's still determined to be pre-existing. But even sometimes we've had situations where somebody goes in with stomach pain and they've been perfectly healthy. And then somebody tells them, oh, by the way, that's been there for 2 years. If that goes down on the claim form, that's what the insurance companies will work off. So it's very transparent. But the advice to anybody who's thinking of upgrading their cover, please do it when you're healthy. Don't wait till you have an existing condition, because then the insurance company has you for 2 years.
OK, I'll fire a few questions. One from John in Wicklow. 70 and 65-year-old couple with Laya, Momentum plan. Any better options?
Yes. So that plan, Pat, €3,229. Good plan, old plan. Now, these are today's rates. I would suggest they phone Laya straight away. Ask about a plan called Prosper Advanced. Today, it's €2,417. They're going to save nearly €800 each. Small change just to for the matter private, semi-private cover. They'll go through that with them. But most of my clients that have come to me that are on Momentum, they've all changed that other plan. If they like it, they will save €1,600. They'll actually have the same accommodation cover, the same outpatient cover. They need to make that phone call. And by the way, if they phone today and they like what they hear, Lay will change that plan today. So that could be an early Christmas bonus for them.
Our Simply Connect plan has gone up by €500 each this year.
Yeah, so that plan today, Pat, €2,483. It is a good semi-private corporate plan. They should only be on that plan if they want to keep full cover for the hips, the knees, the shoulders and the cataracts. I would suggest for better cover, the plan I just mentioned with Laya Prosper Advanced, it is pretty much the same price, but it's a much better plan. and they'll get four times the amount back on routine expenses. But for anybody who's on Simply Connect or Simply Connect Plus, who doesn't is not worried about a hip or a knee or shoulder replacement in the next 2 to 3 years or cataracts, they're overinsured. And I would suggest right now, even with Leia, check out the Prosper Care Scheme with Leia. 1735 is the current price. It goes up to 1840 on the 1st of January. Pat, they could save 600-800 euro per adult and still have fantastic cover.
And another one is age 67, living alone, plan with Leia, Simply Connect. And you've already suggested this.
And by the way, people will think, oh, I need to keep full cover for the joints. But do you? Like, unless you have serious hip, knee, shoulder pain, you're getting injections, it's getting worse, and the doctors have told you that will have to be replaced. Like, as we all get older, we all have aches and pains, but you may not need a full joint replacement. So think about your requirements. Don't be overpaying now for something you may not need for five or 10 years.
A lot of Simply Connect questions coming in. I'm on Simply Connect with Leia. Last year, around 1,800. My renewal, February, €2,473.09. Nearly had a heart attack. So there you have a health problem caused by the health insurance bill.
Yes, and it shouldn't be that. But I'd say, Pat, just generally on that, right? So if anybody's on Simply Connect, Simply Connect Plus, do they have good cover? Yes. Good value? No. These are plans that have gone up 25%. They're no longer best value. By the way, if they phone Leia, they're going to offer you a plan called Simply Connect Care. Be very careful of that plan. It is cheaper, but they've removed all the cover for BlackRock Clinic and the Mater Private. You are not comparing like with like. Mm. So for me, the only two plans with Leia for those who want to keep the full orthopaedic cover is either Prosper Advanced that we just mentioned, or there's another one called Total Health Extra, but they are still in around the same money. Unfortunately, anybody who wants full orthopaedic cover, that is now going to cost around €2,400 plus per person.
We're a couple in our late 60s. We want good cardiac care and good orthopaedic care. We don't need cover for day-to-day GP. We're currently on company plan extra level 2 with VHI. Is there a better and cheaper alternative? We've heard PM12410 may be a good option.
Okay, so actually they've just described a brand new plan, Pat, that we don't even know about, right? But what I would say to them right now,
here's the thing. How do they know about that?
Well, I think they might have mixed up two plan names together, but here's some good news for them. They're on company plan extra level 2, €2,709, not the best value. VHI have a company plan extra level 1, which is 2538. But I would ask them now to check with VHI a plan called PMI 4810. It's €2,131. It's very similar to what they have. If they like it, they're going to save €600 each. But you know, Pat, also, they should be checking out some of the other plans that we mentioned, like Prosper Care, Prosper Advance. But maybe if they want to stay with VHI, the plan I would direct them to right now is that PMI 4810. It is one of VHI's best private room corporate schemes. And if they like it, and by the way, when I give somebody a plan name, all you do is phone up VHI. Don't go online and torture yourself and trying to do side by side. Get VHI to explain. Absolutely. And they'll tell you verbatim exactly how it compares. And if you like what you hear, then you're going to save €1,200. And Pat, one other tip. Maybe one of them likes it, but the other doesn't. They can split their cover. They can both be on the one policy, have different plans.
Myself and my wife on VHI Enhanced Care 250 D2D. Is there a better plan which will cover pregnancy and fertility treatments?
Okay, so here's the thing. That is a mid-level plan with VHI, €1,292 per adult. As mid-level plans go, it's not a bad scheme. They're not overspending. But Pat, it's just one of those plans where I nearly have to explain more what it doesn't cover than what it does cover. I would suggest they look at upgrading. Check out the VHI PMI 5210. It's 1,560. Yes, it's an extra €270 each, but it's a corporate scheme. Much more money back on routine expenses, smaller excesses. In fact, if they go into hospital, the lower excesses will probably nearly cover the extra premium. But once again, all these plans have limited cover for fertility and maternity. So no plan will fully cover it. But I would suggest they consider upgrading their cover.
As a general one from a listener, I've been a VHI customer since 1983. Last year, when my annual premium increased to over 2,600, I telephoned to check whether I could get a better plan. I was told no. When I said that might change to another provider, I was led to believe that a new insurance policy would not cover pre-existing conditions immediately, that there's a waiting period. Is that correct?
Okay, so they weren't well advised here, I have to say. First of all, it's how you engage with the insurance companies. The question you need to put to them is, look, there's my premium, there's my plan, it's too expensive. I want you to check all of your other plans and show me anything similar, not identical, similar, that gives me similar benefits, and don't be afraid to disclose your premium. That's the question. And you keep them on the phone, and whatever they propose, you get them to explain it. And also remind them that the calls are recorded and you want them to check all their corporate plans, because sometimes you might get through to an agent who's not maybe having a good day. Okay. But then, Pat, if they were to change to somebody else, the information they were given is incorrect. Like, if you have served all of your waiting periods and you switch to somebody else, you're on cover immediately.
Yeah.
Doesn't matter what existing conditions you have. And all you do, just to make sure, if you phone somebody else, tell them your existing conditions. Tell them the hospital. And they will confirm you will be on cover immediately. The only thing to watch out for is that two-year upgrade rule. Sometimes when people change, they end up on a better plan and pay less money. And then they hear this two-year restriction and they're given the impression, oh, you won't be covered at all for 2 years. Absolutely wrong. It's only the extra cover that you're getting that you might not be
covered.
Exactly. And only for existing conditions. So I would suggest that person phone up VHI again and hopefully they'll get through to somebody who maybe is having a better day.
All right. Dermot Good of healthinsuranceireland.ie. Dermot, thank you very much for joining us.
The Pat Kenny Show
with Aviva Insurance
on News Talk.